It is the post-match show. We're over at halftime. We did a little bit of halftime. Managed to grab James Pearce. It's John Gibbons. I'm with Josh Sexton as well. And James, a little bit disappointed for the younger lads there, first half. You know, it's little individual mistakes. I thought lots of them did good things. I thought there was some good plays early as the half wore on, but it just shows, it's a cliche, but at this level, mistakes will get punished, and that's what happened.
Yeah, parallels, I guess, really, with what happened in the first friendly over in Bangkok, with kind of, yeah, some careless mistakes that maybe you get away with in under-18s and under-21s football, but at this level, as you said, teams are going to take advantage of that. So yeah, great, obviously a fantastic experience more than anything for the younger players. I think, what was it, 8 teenagers in the starting lineup. You know, it's watching on, you just, it's so obvious, isn't it, in terms of age and physicality, there's a huge difference between the two teams. And I think Strasbourg probably would have turned up expecting to have faced a stronger Liverpool lineup than it is. But of course, you know, when this game was booked, I'm sure Klopp would have thought, you know, it'd be minutes for people like, you know, Jota and Oxlade-Chamberlain and those other ones that at the minute aren't fit, which has obviously reduced his resources and probably convinced him.
Do you think that's been he's been a bit more careful on some others? So, for example, someone like Curtis Jones,
yeah.
He might have played, he's just sort of going to be an extra careful.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Because I think when you look at the players who came on late yesterday in the Community Shield, I think Curtis and Naby Keita only played a few minutes, so I would have expected them to play today, but probably with the Oxlade injury and, you know, not wanting to take any risks, I guess, in terms of losing anyone at this stage. So yeah, you know, in the end, I think you just have to kind of take this hit and move on, because, you know, it's not, obviously, in the grand scheme of things, this game is a non-event, really.
Yeah, and you feel for the crowd in a way, Josh, on these sorts of things, because, you know, a lot of people maybe seeing Liverpool for the first time, or certainly they're not able to sort of go a lot, but you've stuck behind them, haven't you? They were getting excited on those free kicks and stuff like that. Every time we got a corner, everyone sort of cheers, and yeah, everyone's, you know, realised that it's not the most important game in the world, and they're sticking with the players out there, which is nice.